Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Hear those bells a-ringing, Christmas time's a-coming. It's Monday, November 29th, 2019, 4 days away from the big announcement. And that song by Buddy Green will be our opening theme music until Christmas, as we're launching into holiday favorites, Christmas music to the glory of God, now through the end of the year. And this weekend being filled with all types of Christmas music to bless you in this holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And it's an exciting time for us here at Great News Radio as we just love this season and we trust our programming and Christmas music will bless you in the days ahead. Here's some post-Thanksgiving humor that may or may not have been shared around your table yesterday. These first few will be questions and answers. If pilgrims traveled on the Mayflower, what do college students travel on? Scholarships. What do you call it when you serve tofu turkey to your holiday guests? Pranksgiving. Oh, jeez. What is mom's favorite thing to make for Thanksgiving? Reservations. About 2 weeks into November, the head turkey in charge of the barn turned to his second-in-command, grim-faced. "I have a feeling something's not right," he whispered. "The farmer just unfriended me on Facebook." Oh. After Thanksgiving dinner was finished and put away, Simon spotted his little brother in the backyard carefully poking holes in the dirt and filling each one with birdseed. "Jamie, what are you doing?" he asked. Jamie looked at him in disbelief. "What does it look like I'm doing?" he replied. "I'm growing next year's turkey." And finally, what do you get when you cross an octopus with a turkey? Answer, finally, enough drumsticks for everyone. All right, that's my arsenal of jokes on this post-Thanksgiving Friday. Well, today I have a real unique program set up for you. I found it on the internet. It's over 40 years old, celebrating the real first Thanksgiving. It's created by the Radio Playhouse titled The Little Things in Life. And so it gives a humorous look at a family's Thanksgiving meal. And I'm sure there'll be many parallels and reminders of how your Thanksgiving supper was. But before introducing that special radio feature, let me share a beloved Christmas song, as I hope and trust it'll ground you into this Christmas season, this Thanksgiving weekend, and might possibly quiet your heart and soul on this, what they call, Black Friday. But here's Michael W. Smith with the American Boy Choir singing All Is Well.
Thank you.
I just love this song. I love the instrumentation, the children's voices, the arrangement by Michael W. Smith. And I always look forward every year as we launch into Christmas music to hear this and many holiday favorites. Well, as mentioned, I found this program on the internet, created over 40 years ago by the Radio Playhouse. Even though we're a non-commercial radio ministry, I'm going to play those commercials as they're just classics. Maybe some of you will remember them 40 years ago. And then we'll launch right into the real first Thanksgiving, the little things in life, as recounted over a Thanksgiving supper.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Where's Peg? Oh, boy, that turkey smells good.
I just basted it. Peg went down to the village store to get some heavy cream to whip for the pumpkin pie.
I hate whipped cream.
Lots of people like it. Your mother says pumpkin pie isn't pumpkin pie without whipped cream. Frankly, I prefer mince pie anyway.
Oh, there's Peg. Looks as though she's been borrowing some chairs. And guess, Aunt Maggie, who she borrowed them from and who is helping her get them out of the car.
Oh, now is it Maynard? Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at me. This apron on and a house dress.
Oh, leave it on. It looks nice and warm. And, well, it looks like Thanksgiving to see you bustling about in the kitchen.
Oh, no, come on in there. Let's bring the chairs right in here.
Oh, if it was nice enough to lend us some extra chairs for today.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on in
there.
Hello,
Maynard.
Hello, Maggie. Oh,
it's nice.
Here, Peg, let me carry those chairs.
No, let me do it.
Oh, I look terrible.
You look lovely. Oh. Just the way you should look Thanksgiving morning.
Close the door.
Yeah,
Peg,
right.
Close the door. Don't let the cold air in.
I am.
That's right. We've really got to save on fuel this winter. The oil situation seems to be getting worse each day.
Maynard, just put the chairs in the dining room here, if you will.
Well, where are you spending Thanksgiving, Maynard?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't feel like making any plans this year. My two sons are in California.
Oh.
My brother invited me, but I never could stand his wife.
You weren't planning to eat by yourself.
Oh, no. I don't mean to sound like a pitiful object. I thought I might drive into town, eat out somewhere, take in a movie, maybe.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You planned to eat with us.
Certainly.
Why, of course, Maynard. You can't eat Thanksgiving dinner by yourself.
Well, that's very nice of you, but holidays are for families.
Oh. Well?
Look, Maynard, no arguments now. You're going to eat with us. Just my mother and dad and a couple of aunts and cousins.
There's plenty of food, for goodness sake.
Yes, thank goodness, Maynard. It is settled. Why, it would spoil my Thanksgiving to think of you eating alone in a restaurant.
Oh, really? Well, I certainly wouldn't want to spoil your day, Maggie, so I'll accept. I guess maybe I was fishing for an invitation anyhow.
Now, let's see. No, we don't need any more chairs. Get two encyclopedias for Kenny Jr. to sit on. But, oh, what is the matter with me? I ran into the minister down at the village store, and they're having a special Thanksgiving service at noon.
I'm not going. The folks will be here. I want to talk to Dad about
something. Honey, your folks won't be here until 2 o'clock at the earliest. I told everyone we'd eat about 3, and I don't want them all underfoot while we're mashing potatoes and turnips and all that.
I don't care. I still don't want to go down to the church.
Listen, the adults are meeting in the church itself, but the children are going to be in the Sunday school rooms in the parish house.
Why are you telling me all this? I have a feeling I don't want to hear it.
You're so marvelous with children.
Never mind the soft soaping. Come to the point.
I know. All right. Ralph Bentley was supposed to give a little talk to the children about Thanksgiving.
Don't tell me. Ralph is sick.
Yes, he suddenly came down with a flu or something.
You don't suddenly come down with a flu. He must have felt rotten yesterday or even the day before. There's plenty
all
of time
right,
to...
All right, so Ralph made up a last-minute excuse to get out of it.
Right. I am not going to substitute, although you have already told the minister that I would do it, haven't you?
He can't find anybody else, dear.
Why do you always volunteer my services without asking me?
Because you'd say no. And you really are so good with children.
It isn't just children.
Well,
it's everything. Maynard, you know what she did once? She volunteered to give my blood to the Red Cross.
Look, honey, all you have to do is talk to the children about Thanksgiving. Just for 10 minutes or so. And I thought of what you can talk about. The first Thanksgiving.
I don't know anything about it. Not something to talk for 10 minutes or so. The pilgrims invited the Indians to have dinner.
The
take 3 seconds to say that.
I might make a suggestion, why don't you tell about the real menu that first Thanksgiving?
Well, what do you mean, Maynard? The real menu. Didn't the Pilgrims have turkey?
Well, if they did, there's no record of it.
No kidding.
Oh,
the Pilgrims didn't have turkey?
No, the Pilgrims had roast duck, roast goose, venison.
Venison is deer, Aunt Maggie.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I know what venison is, really. Why do young people think because somebody is older, they don't know anything?
Sorry, Aunt Maggie. I was teasing.
You weren't teasing at all.
Yes, I was. I'd like to hear you say, you young people.
All right, you two. Look, I want to hear Maynard. What else did the Pilgrims have that first Thanksgiving?
How did you know all this? I've never read they didn't have turkey.
Well, I tell you, sometimes I can't remember my own phone number, but I still remember a theme. We called it that, that I wrote when I was in the 8th grade. And I got it out of some book in the library. The teacher said my paper was the best in the class.
Oh, I remember. I wrote a paper once on Florence Nightingale.
Aunt Maggie, could we please hear what the Pilgrims had to eat? Bob's due at the church at 12 o'clock, and you better make some notes.
Well, why don't you give the talk?
He wants a man.
Maynard, why don't you go down there? You're the one who knows all about it.
Oh, no, not a chance. I'm no good at that sort of thing. Anyhow, the Pilgrims had bread, white bread and cornbread. They had clams and other shellfish. They had eels.
Eels? My goodness.
And they had watercress and leeks.
Bob, leeks are sort of mild onions.
I know what leeks are.
Go on, Maynard.
Pilgrims also had wild plums and dried berries for dessert, all washed down with grape wine, both white and red wine.
And no mention of turkey or cranberries or pumpkin pie.
Oh, no. At least Captain Standish didn't say so, and he wrote a report of what they did have to eat.
Well, I think it's disappointing. Yeah. I think it's much nicer to think of the Pilgrims having turkey and pumpkin pie.
Well, that's not the point, Aunt Maggie, and I think it's far more interesting, and it'll certainly be more interesting to the children to hear what the Pilgrims really had.
Yeah, make some notes, dear. I'll get you some paper and pencil.
What else can you remember, Maynard? I'll need more than that.
Well, Captain Standish shot 5 deer, which was fortunate since 90 Indians showed up, and
okay, Peg, call the minister and say I'll do it.
Well, I already told him that, dear.
I'm sure you did. Okay, you women get on with your cooking, and I'll prepare my fascinating talk to the spellbound children who will hang on my every word.
You're listening to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, airing a special Radio Playhouse feature from over 40 years ago. Can you identify with any of those Thanksgiving conversations? Well, now you'll find out how that Sunday school class went, and how through this radio drama there's probably some parallels in your life.
Who wants more turkey? Uncle Paul, Bob, Uncle Carl, I think, is ready for
school. Oh, everything is certainly delicious.
Yeah, everybody gave room for dessert.
Oh, we are.
Isn't anybody going to listen to what a smash hit I was today?
Quiet. Look, everyone. Poor Bob's been trying to talk since we sat down.
Well, I was listening. Something about the Pilgrims.
That's right, Aunt Clara. I told the children what the Pilgrims really had to eat for their first Thanksgiving, and they were fascinated. They really were. Sometimes I think I missed my calling, you know. I think I should have been a teacher.
I think we need more hot gravy, dear. Shall I get it?
No, it's too hot for you to scramble out. I'll get it.
It's a warm, wonderful feeling to stand up in front of children, their eyes big as saucers, and realize that you're molding their eager, curious little minds.
Oh, I'm sure it is, darling. Goodness, who can that be? Debbie, you want to get the door, dear?
Oh, sure. Excuse me, can I get out, Uncle Paul?
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Well, when I taught school before I was married, I never felt I was molding any little mind. All I could do was to get their attention. I remember one boy I had. He
Daddy, somebody's here to see you.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, really? There's some more hot gravy for anybody.
Hello.
Baxter, you Robert Baxter?
Won't you come in?
No, thank you. I can say what I had to say mighty quick. My name is Powers, Gordon Powers' father. And I thank you not to butt in on the education of my son.
What's the trouble? I don't believe I know your son.
I'd like to know where you get off spouting all this stuff about the Pilgrims not having turkey for Thanksgiving.
Close the door in there. Terrible draft.
Yes. Look, my dear Mr. Powers.
I'm not your dear Mr. Powers. I'm a father. And I don't like my son coming home telling me I'm wrong, that I don't know what I'm talking about. Now, everybody knows, except you, apparently, that the Pilgrims had turkey for Thanksgiving, and that's why we celebrate it this way.
Now, look, Mr. Powers, I'm sorry, but actually, there's no record.
Thanksgiving means turkey. I was brought up that way, and I want my kid brought up that way.
Well, it may be traditional, but if you want the facts.
Who cares about the facts.
Yeah, honey, everybody's absolutely freezing in the dining room. What seems to be the matter?
This is my wife. This is Mr. Powers, who's a little upset about it.
A little upset? My kid won't eat dinner. He says, we're not having the right things. And where, may I ask, wise guy, am I going to get venison and wild duck and wild goose and wild plums, to say nothing of eels?
Now, look, I never for one moment suggested to the children that...
Oh, my goodness, what is going on? It's freezing in here.
Look, Baxter, in the future, mind your own business, huh?
What?
Now, I don't care what you tell your children, but leave mine alone.
What?
Now, what was good for my father and was his father and his father's good enough for my son. And that's turkey for Thanksgiving. Good day.
Well,
what was the matter with him?
I guess Bob's little talk to the children went over too well.
Oh, my goodness, did you hear that, everybody?
This man came to the door, and he was furious because Bob...
Did you hear that, dear? All right, Donna, please, don't let it bother you. Come on back to the table. Come on, dear. Oh, now Bob's all upset.
No, I'm not. I just think that guy was stupid.
Now, listen, Bob, we Americans always prefer tradition to facts. The Battle of Bunker Hill was really fought on Breed's Hill.
And we Norwegians really discovered America before Columbus.
Now, just a minute, Maggie. You forget my grandmother was attending.
Oh, here we go again. Now, all right, please. Who wants pumpkin pie with whipped cream? Who wants mince pie? Who wants French?
I thought this was a fun and classic radio program to share with you. I was on the internet and found this feature produced over 40 years ago, and they closed out with some commercials again, but I think they're so funny and classic that I'll share them with you before closing out with another holiday favorite, as we'll be playing Christmas music all weekend long. In fact, now through the end of the year, you'll have a variety of Christmas music to enjoy. But here are those classic commercials from 40-plus years ago, followed by a portion of Let It Snow and Sleigh Ride by Larnell Harris.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair, me with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by 4-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Aren't those commercials classic? And that's how they used to do it in the old days. You're listening to a broadcast by the Radio Playhouse as recorded over 40 years ago. Having a little fun on this post-Thanksgiving day. We're launching into Christmas music now through the end of the year, so I hope and pray you can tune us in as you're out shopping, visiting friends, traveling to and fro, or sitting home with that hot chocolate, relaxing, or getting those various tasks done, anticipating the arrival of friends and family members. Well, I'm going to close out with a portion of Let It Snow and Sleigh Ride by Larnell Harris. As this and many holiday favorites, Christmas music to the glory of God, will be featured in the days ahead on all four of our frequencies. And so we're excited about this time of year and how the holiday music can minister to our hearts and soul, pointing to the reason for the season, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, just a heads up, the Prime Lifetimes newspaper is a smashing success. We've done the final proofing on our December edition, and wait until you see it laid out. It's come together nicely, has a lot of new features, and I'm really proud of our Prime Lifetimes team, radio team, that has put it all together, and just wait until you get to read it. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com or stop by greatnewsradio.org and find the link under our About tab. Here's Larnell Harris, Let It Snow, and Sleigh Ride.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but this fire and soda light. But since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, oh, how I hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. Let it blizzard and dust through the door. Let it snow, let it snow. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Outside, well, I'm certainly not ready for snow yet, but I am excited about sharing Christmas music with you now through the end of the year, so I hope you'll make Great News Radio your stop on the radio dial for Christmas music now through the end of the year. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and a happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Riding along with the song of a victory fairy, and I'll teach all nice and rosy, comfy coast of wind.